Satellite images from the Alaska Volcano Observatory show the ash cloud from Sunday's eruption stretching in an arc across the state Monday, reaching into Canada by late afternoon. Robert McGimsey is a staff volcanologist with the AVO. He says Sunday's eruption stands out as the most energetic of Pavlov's eruptions in the last 20 years.
Well, it means that there's quite a bit of ash involved that was spewed out of the volcano. In the previous eruptions, there was some ash, but for the most part, the eruption clouds were kind of more white or light brown, and water vapor was a large component. This seems to be more of an explosive eruption involving more ash.
Some of that ash has settled today over the village of Nelson Lagoon, about 40 miles northeast of Pavlov. Residents there posted pictures on Facebook today of barrels and porches layered thickly with the black dust. About 37 miles to the southwest of the volcano, residents in King Cove have so far been spared the ashfall. But City Fire Chief Christopher Babcock says he and his wife got a good look at the eruption shortly after it was reported by the AVO Sunday.
And we could see Pavlov, and we could see a little bit of the ash plume on that side. But last night was probably the best show. You could see from the only viewing point in King Cove of Pavlov, it was putting on quite a show of spewing lava and flames out the side of the mountain.
10 miles away in Cold Bay, staff at the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge were preparing to put trash bags over sensitive equipment and to seal doorways in case the wind shifted. Alaska Airlines has canceled 41 flights to and from 6 cities Monday, Barrow, Bethel, Kotzebue, Fairbanks, Nome, and Prudhoe Bay, and says they hope to get back on track Tuesday morning after they reassess. Smaller carriers like Penair and Raven also canceled flights through the same flight paths. And across the country, Pavlov has been making headlines. It caught the eye of a volcano expert in Pennsylvania, not because of the size of the eruption, but because of its current proximity to the jet stream. Ben Edwards is an associate professor of earth sciences at Dickinson College.
The way the jet stream is sitting right now, you know, this ash from Alaska, if Pavlov puts up enough into the atmosphere, could actually be in California in a couple of days, because the jet stream is coming across Pavlov, across southern Alaska, and then basically shooting straight down the west coast. Almost. It's actually going into Canada a little bit, but eventually the jet stream is going down to California, and then it sort of cuts back across the U.S. So Pavlov hasn't had, you know, recently really, really big explosive eruptions of a kind of something like Mount St. Helens. But if it puts up ash long enough and gases long enough, depending on you know, how stable the jet stream is right now, if it stays in this pattern for a couple of days, it certainly is going to be making the news in the lower 48 states.
Robert McGimsey at the AVO says Pavlov's seismic activity has been declining since about 4 a.m., so it appears this particular eruption is waning. But he says it wouldn't be out of character for Pavlov to strike again without warning.
It's very possible, yeah. I mean, this could... the last 4 or 5 eruptions, this is kind of exactly what it's done. It erupts and then it quiets down, and then there's a period of quiescence, and then with little precursory activity, because the vent system is open, it will just go into eruption again.
McGimsey says the AVO is keeping a close eye on Pavlov's activity and will continue to update its website accordingly. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.